The No Earthly Explanation podcast investigates the things that are unexplainable, hosted by world-renowned investigative researcher Donald R. Schmidt and scientist Ellie Ringo. Follow them as they look for evidence for things that have no earthly explanation. Available anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Life is a quest for logic and reason. It is a quest to find balance between science and faith. Life is a quest for knowledge and understanding. But most importantly, it's a quest for personal discovery. Whatever your quest, knowing yourself is the beginning of all wisdom. Welcome to Quest.
Hi, Don. Hi, Ellie. Welcome to the Quest podcast.
Hi, Don. How are you?
Good, good. Hey, Don.
Well, Todd, good to be with you again. So, long, hot summer, and here we are once again, ready to tackle the unexplained, the unknown, the mysteries that still boggle our minds. And so we're looking forward to season three.
For sure. So for the fans out there that they're, you know, might be confused why Ellie Ringo is here, we have announced her as the new host for season three.
Get excited, people.
We insert applause.
Yes, so insert applause.
There will be sound effects right here for applause.
An applause sign. It's hit the cue, right, yeah.
Both of you have been guests on my podcast separately. In fact, Ellie's episodes are very popular because we do myth busting, right? We dig into stuff, literally dig into stuff that, you know, no pun intended, geology joke, insert applause, joke. Right?
We totally myth bust like different geological things that are, you know, based on science. And I love doing that. It's so much fun.
Yeah. So everyone look for Ellie to show up a little later in this season because I have a great one I want to discuss with her. The New Mexico footprints will be this year. So that's a big story right now, talking about how human beings may have been in North America here further back than we expected. So I want to kind of talk about that later in the year. So we will dig into that. And of course, Don is always on here, perennial guest, talking about Roswell and getting us up to speed on that. But you two worked together this year for the first time, and the dynamic was really good. And we felt like this, you know, I think Ellie became a great idea for a replacement host here. So let's talk about how you two worked together this year and what that project was.
It was the first time meeting Don face to face. I'd had a previous conversation, I think over Zoom with you and him, and it was fantastic. Like, Don was the sweetest person. He was so chivalrous. He like picked me up from the airport. We chatted. I laughed so hard I thought I would cry, like to and from the dig site, because we went out to Roswell together to look at a specific area. And I had the most wonderful conversations. Don is amazing to hang out with. For those of you that don't know that, he's fantastic. And so I had a great time. I thought that we clicked, and we could definitely, I would say, keep up with each other as far as like an intellectual conversation of actually a back and forth and have it be meaningful. I thought it was a wonderful time.
Well, Don, first impressions.
I am flattered. Thank you. No, the same thing. And in fact, the wheels are already clicking about, we need to do something together. We need to do something beyond this, because I love that. It's one thing when people have a passion, but when they are always looking for that next hill, that next mountain. I mean, something insurmountable, something that provides a challenge. And that's clearly Ellie, in that we're going to explore, you know, all these different topics as though we're all going back to school and we're going to learn together. We're going to take the audience along for a ride, so to speak. And it's going to be very spontaneous. And I think that's where we're coming at this as a scientist, in Ellie's case, and in my case, as an investigator, and how the two of them, the two professions, so well work together, how they so coincide, and then one can't perform, one can start, but it needs the other to bring it to fruition. And that's where we were already clicking in that regard down in Roswell when we had the last archaeological dig. And so I am so looking forward to this, that I foresee a season 3, 4, 5, and as long as she'll have me, as long as she'll have us, Todd, we'll be there.
I agree.
What would you say? I'm curious, and I think the listeners would like to know. If we have an investigation to say, for instance, ghosts, how does a scientist approach this topic, and how does an investigator approach this topic? What's the difference in the thinking between the investigator and the scientist?
I think as a scientist, you're always looking outside the box anyways, because everything is theorized and then those theories need to be proven and so on and so forth. But one of the biggest things is you are very well-rounded as far as the things that you think about. You can't have too much of an emotional attachment to what is going on, because in science, it doesn't work that way. At the same time, you do have to have the emotion and the intellect in order to think outside that box, to believe what someone's telling you based on the things that they've seen, the things that they've experienced. And so you do that by asking questions and figuring that out. But as a scientist, you need some kind of proof. It's not about just, I believe this and this is why, but there has to be proof. But also people can argue that, you know, since you can't see the wind, it must not be there, right? But you see the effects that the wind creates. And so that's the same thing. If you're going into a ghost story, what happened to somebody? Did someone get pushed? Did multiple people see this? Did things happen around this particular event? And so you just go into it kind of asking those questions to see what science backs up what's going on.
Sure. And Dawn, in your line of work, how does the investigator think when looking into, you know, a particular case?
I think another reason that we, you know, already work so well together, and we will continue working well together, and that an investigator typically is the person in the field who's collecting the data, who is conducting the interviews, collecting the soil samples, you know, logging events, and then providing it to a scientist to evaluate, to analyze, to come up with it as far as some resolution as to what all this raw information, you know, may spell out. But we both, as far as in working in the field together, the idea that Ellie is no stranger to being in the field, to also collecting her own data. And then it's not that it jades the end result as much as it qualifies the data as far as it is genuine information level. In other words, that it doesn't break that chain of information. So often things are turned over to a lab and you don't know if the information has been skewed in any way. You don't know that a lot of times you don't even get the material back. I mean, that's often been the case with all the national laboratories because they're all government contracted. And so we've often had to rely on private individuals who still have their own labs, for example. And so the chain of custody is something that between the two of us, it's not going to be broken. That whatever we may have the good fortune to go out and investigate, we're going to do it together. And that's what's going to, the spell as far as the authenticness of the entire situation. And that's what I'm also looking forward to with this program.
As an example, Don and I worked on an archaeological dig with Sci-Fi Channel, which has been just over 20 years ago now. So I'm curious, you know, the role of the investigator would pinpoint where that debris field would be. You know, if the craft falls out of the sky, is shot out of the sky, whatever causes it to crash, it's going to hit land. Now we bring in the geologist. What does the geologist look for once the source of that site has been found?
I guess I'm looking for like measurable observations. Like you want to use the scientific theory for what's going on. So you want to go out and try to find things that have been possibly preserved through, you know, nature itself. And you want to try to, I guess, quantitate those and qualify those into those observations. And so that's one thing that you go out there and look for. And if there's any specific examples or, you know, hearsay or eyewitness accounts of this happened over here, then hopefully you can find something that is a measurable observation in that area. And indeed, we did on the last dig that we were on. It was fantastic. So it's those things.
And not only, you know, would you be looking for maybe the Holy Grail, which would be debris, you know, in with the old Sci-Fi Channel documentary, you know, their thinking was, you know, the wreckage was out there for a few days. The idea was maybe a little critter carried some off and it's in a nest, you know, like there was a lot of odd theories that were out there, but also things such as looking at kind of the stratigraphy of the soil and seeing if, you know, there were natural occurrences of the soil being moved or whether something might have gouged the soil. Like, is there truth to that?
There's a lot of truth to that, actually, because that whole entire area, just for instance, is limestone. And so say something grooves limestone, it like cuts right through it. That groove is going to be preserved through weathering. And I know that might sound odd, but limestone is going to weather at the same rate of time over the years that it's been out there. So as the rain falls, that same groove that was put in there 50 years ago will still be preserved because everything is weathering at the same time, if that makes sense. So you can find physical evidence if things skip across limestone or if it's been cut. And so that is something to look for.
I've always wondered how much of your research, Ellie, is kind of topical. What can you look at from the sky and the ground, or do you need to be in the ground? Do you need to dig in the dirt for what you do, or can you see a lot of science on the surface?
Both, actually. Actually, using like even just Google Earth, or if you get some really high quality satellite images, then you can see so much. And you look at things like soil color change, rock formations, you look at, you know, the movement of the ground over time and all that kind of stuff. But then you have to prove that with boots on the ground. So you have to actually go physically touch it and make sure that it's not a color skew, that it wasn't a light variation that's creating a shadow. You have to go and prove that in the field. And so, yeah, I have both experiences doing that. And you know, you use things like GPR to get data that's under the ground, and you use things such as LIDAR to remove all the trees and debris or buildings so that you can actually get a topical view of the topography without anything there. So you use everything to your possible advantage.
I see. That's interesting. What kind of things can we look forward to, Don, in this upcoming season? What types of topics will we have?
Well, like so many other podcasts that are very narrowly defined based on their title and maybe even their host or hosts, we're going to explore and expand beyond the two previous seasons. And we're going to follow up with some of our previous guests, get into even deeper discussion as to like exorcisms, for example, with Father Dan. And we're going to get into regressions and past life explanations, and with even people that have experienced this with their very children, for example. We're going to get more into the supernatural, more in the ghosts, and we're certainly going to be on top of things that are happening within the UFO community, because with the congressional hearings and the possibility that there may be some follow-up and additional whistleblowers that may come step forward, that if we have to have a late breaking podcast that very day, we will. So in other words, we're going to try to remain as far as topical. We're going to try to remain as far as as mysterious as this very program will afford us. And so that means everything and anything will be on the table. And we certainly would ask our listeners, our viewers, to suggest, to provide us with a possible future subject matter, possible guests that we may involve, that we may provide in the future. So we want this to be, as I said earlier, a joint adventure, something that we all go on each time we get together, audience as well as the host, as well as the guest.
Absolutely. Well, we have new episodes coming out in January, so it's right around the corner. I want to thank you both for coming on today and having this brief chat, and welcome to the team. Ellie, I think season 3 will be our most exciting season yet, and we're grateful to have you here.
That's right. Insert applause once again.
Exactly. We'll go out with applause.
I certainly am looking forward to it.
Thank you, Don. Thank you, Todd, for having me on here as well.
No problem. And Ellie, we'll look for you back on Quest here a little later in the season. And yes. We're going to dig into those New Mexico footprints and see if they're real or fake or some weird anomaly or what might be going on. Because I just don't know how footprints can last that long, you know, how it would even happen. I'm going to go put my foot in some mud in the backyard and we're going to check back on it in 1,000 years and see if they've turned into solid rock. So,
yeah, okay, sounds good.
You're probably you're going to generate some Bigfoot reports if you do that. So don't.
Do you think in 10,000 years when human race is extinct that some alien civilization will come down and they'll be in Hollywood and they'll see all of the celebrities' feet at Man's Chinese Theater and be like, wow, this crazy civilization, they've signed their footprints, you know? I mean, is it the same thing, really?
Yeah, essentially, yeah, it would be. That's hilarious.
It's a discovery of a lifetime.
No, they're still going to send a message back home. There is no intelligent life on planet Earth.
These people aren't ripe yet. Let's return in 10,000 more years.
They're not ready, yeah.
All right, guys, have a good evening. Anyone who wants to find out more about No Earthly Explanation, just go out and search the interwebs for No Earthly Explanation. You'll find out all about us. And same with me. Look for Quest with Todd and find out where we're at and what we're doing next. So until next time, take it easy, guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Metacortex Publishing hopes that you've enjoyed this presentation.
Please take a moment to listen to some other podcast offerings from Metacortex Publishing.
Cult Following is a podcast that studies the personalities and common traits of cult leaders and their followers. Get the real story behind these infamous and oftentimes tragic cults from a new perspective, through exhaustive research and from interviews with people that were there. Available anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Hi, I'm Father Daniel Duplantis, a Catholic priest, martial artist, and host of the Karate Priest podcast. Have you ever wondered what the church teaches about different topics? Are you a martial arts enthusiast or just someone who wants to learn more about martial arts? I'd like to invite you to join me and many guests on my podcast as we cover topics of faith, everyday living, and martial arts on the Karate Priest podcast.
The Religious Hippie, and I host the podcast A Catholic's Perspective. Join me every 2 weeks as I release episodes targeted towards helping young Catholics navigate their ever-changing secular world while staying strong in their faith. Whether you are a Catholic or not, all are welcome here. So if this is something that interests you, feel free to tune in. You can find A Catholic's Perspective on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. I hope to see you there. Bye!
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Please be sure to rate and review this episode. This podcast is produced by Todd Fisher and Anthony Smith and is distributed by Metacortex Publishing. This podcast is copyright. Any previously trademarked or copyright content is used by permission. Information and opinions stated in this podcast should not be construed as medical advice. Please be sure to visit the official website for Metacortex Publishing at metacortexpublishing.com or find us on social media for other unique content.